Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got good news for you.
Bowles is gone.
No, not that kind of good news.
Okay.
But it's something, it's the opposite of what you want with Todd Bowles. I now am confident the Mets will not trade Noah Syndergaard because they've announced Game of Thrones night for Saturday, April 27th.
Oh, yeah, that's a gimme.
Where the first 25,000 fans will get a Noah Syndergaard bobblehead.
But it's like in a Game of Thrones outfit, right?
It didn't say, but I assume so, unfortunately.
Can they just give us a bobblehead of Noah as a pitcher? Can we just get that?
I thought you would appreciate the good news.
No, I'm happy about that.
Oh, okay.
But if you're going to have a bobblehead night for Noah...
I agree with you.
Can he just be like in his Met uniform throwing a pitch?
I agree, man.
Am I missing something here?
The only thing you may be missing is that you and I and Rescona, who's a partial Met plan holder, we actually may be in the minority. People like the gimmicky stuff.
No, I guess.
I don't, but I guess some people do.
I'm not putting that in the pantheon of different guys that I, figurines and bobbleheads that I have down in my basement. I'm not putting the Noah Game of Thrones look down.
No.
I'm not doing that.
Noah responded to that Instagram post by saying, "Can't trade me now."
No, he did say that.
Yes.
God bless Noah.
The worst giveaway I've ever seen with a great player or a really good player was the Jason Kidd rubber ducky.
Oh, I remember.
Did you ever see the Jason
Kidd? No, I think you showed it to
me. Oh, I did show it to you?
It was ridiculous.
It was the worst.
Jason Kidd rubber ducky.
Jason,
come
on.
How about like a normal Jason Kidd, his Net uniform bobblehead?
Yes.
I mean, is that a lot to ask?
I am now going to tweet a picture for everyone who wants to see this.
Oh, my God. I remember. I think you had it in the office.
I did. I had it in the office. I took it home. Because I couldn't have it.
Did you give it to Jet?
No, not yet. It's a good idea, though. He could play with a Jason Kidd rubber ducky while he's taking a bath. What a stupid giveaway.
Yeah, it's behind.
That's even worse than Syndergaard as Thor.
No, the worst giveaway, and you mentioned it yesterday, has to be the reversible jersey
deal. Oh, that? Yeah. I didn't even include that.
How bad was that?
I try to make believe that never happened.
Could you imagine like getting a jersey and like they're giving you a jersey? If you flip it over, it's the other team? I mean, what are you kidding
it's
me?
It's the worst.
What?
Yeah.
Scone, come on. Right?
It was embarrassing.
Wouldn't be one I'd be first online for.
No.
Brett Yarmark, if you're listening... You will never live that down in my eyes.
Come on.
All right? Yeah, that was a big mistake, and I blame Brett for that.
What was the best giveaway you've gotten, Evan?
The best giveaway?
In your mind, obviously, yeah.
You know what it was? I got an answer.
Let me hear it.
And you're going to get one this year, too, for the Mets, and I don't know about the Yankees. A replica World Series ring.
Oh, that's a nice one.
I think that's the coolest giveaway I've ever seen.
What are they giving the Mets?
69? 69, the 50th anniversary.
It's the 50th anniversary.
Yeah. I've always sold mine for that.
Really?
Yeah,
it's a really cool
The ring
giveaway.
Doesn't thrill me.
Because you're not going to wear it?
Yeah, really. It's just going to sit on a shelf, and that's about it.
You know what you could do? Here's what you could do. And this is something that...
It's not bad. It's not a bad one.
Take the ring, all right? Let's say the Jets won the Super Bowl. Let me go closer to home. Jets win a Super Bowl,
right?
All right? The next year they give away a fake ring.
They should really give me a real ring.
They should give you a real one, but they're
not. That's okay. Right, of course.
Take the fake ring and go to a jeweler
right.
And say to the jeweler, make this for me. Don't have to make it legit, not $80,000, but can you make me let's say, $1,500, whatever you want to spend.
A couple grand.
So what's the difference? What's the difference between the one you got and the one the jeweler's making? Except it's going to cost you money. No, it's not.
It's going to be a realer ring.
No, it's not. It's not the real ring.
Not the real ring, but it's going to be
real. At least it's a legitimate ring.
Yeah, you're not
going to. As opposed to one I could get out of a Cracker Jack box.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Right? Isn't that what he means?
Yeah.
I don't know. But would you wear that?
No, I'm saying
I don't get it. I don't know. I don't understand it, dude.
I mean, I'm sorry. Don't take the idea.
So it's still going to sit on your shelf. So why not have the replica ring sit on your shelf?
Copyright issues, too.
Say it one more time.
Might be copyright issues.
Oh, well, there.
Why would that be that?
If you're having the Mets logo on something that's being sold.
Dove just killed it.
Yeah,
we were having fun. Now he just killed it. We were having so much fun.
It was a buzz.
The truth is a bitch.
It really is. I'm telling you, a lot of people agree. The truth is a real bitch. Who wants to deal with it?
There is
so much easier just not telling it.
There is much truth to that truth.
right, of course.
No, coming through again.
Thanks. But that'd be my answer. What was your best? What's the best giveaway?
I can't even think. I still think the only one I could ever think of, and I think I told you this, and it goes back to 50 years ago. I went with my uncle to a Yankee bat day. And it was against the Seattle Pilots. And it was
1969.
Yep.
It was the only year the only year there.
It was a Jake Gibbs bat. Okay. I'll never forget that. I mean, I'll never forget it. He took me to this. My father had passed away. Ah, come on, we'll go. You know, Met fan, but the Mets weren't home. I'm going to go. It was a Sunday. I'm going to go to Yankee. Okay, fine. They're giving the bats away, no doubt. Seattle Pilots. And what I'll never forget about this game, and I think I told it to you, after about the fifth inning, it starts pouring rain. Okay. And they put down, the tarp is on the field, and the people that were running out onto, this is 50 years ago, the people are running out on the field diving on the tarp. I mean, I'll never forget it.
That's great.
I mean, and I actually kept that Jake Gibbs bat. I had it for a while. I had it for probably a good 10, 12 years after the fact.
That is a good giveaway.
And that's really the only one that I can like ever remember like any kind of real giveaway when I went to a game. You know what I mean?
The old bat day is pretty good because you're getting a real bat.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was. You could actually use it. It was a real, you know, wood bat.
Yeah. I think a good bobblehead for a player you love is also pretty cool. Yeah, Just not a rubber ducky of Jason Kidd.
No. Or, you know, is Noah Syndergaard as Game of Thrones.
As Harry Potter.
Game of Thrones. Yeah.
I have Mr. Met.
What?
I have a Mr. Met bobblehead.
You know, I wouldn't want that either.
That's great.
Oh, I have two bobbleheads, Mr. Met and the fan microphone.
Oh,
jeez.
Yeah, I wouldn't want either of them.
I also have Imus's bobblehead.
What do you have?
Imus.
Well, all right, maybe Imus.
Boy, what a collection you've got.
Yeah, unbelievable.
All right, Ben and Gordon Roberts coming right back.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.